Hello, it's Ben here from Manx Radio Breakfast. With the prolonged spell of really settled weather that we've had over the last several weeks, with so many dry days, lots of sunshine, over the last couple of weeks, the question on so many people's lips has been, will this decent weather last for TT Fortnite? And I think we've known now for a few days that a fairly big change is coming over the weekend. So on Manx Radio Breakfast this morning, Friday morning, we thought we'd do a bit of a deep dive into the weather to see exactly how things are looking, certainly for the first few days of TT. We spoke to forecaster Neil Young at Ronald's Way Met Office to get the very latest. Spoiler warning, the news isn't brilliant. And we started by looking ahead to this evening, Friday evening's action at the Balaun Circuit in the south of the island, when the pre-TT classic races get underway. 6 o'clock this evening, Roshan.
6 o'clock this evening. Well, actually, that's probably even closer because the rain arrives in the south of the island sometime between 6 and 7 o'clock this evening.
Oh, just in time then for the first bikes to go out.
Absolutely.
You could have written it, because I think it's exactly what we all suspected. So that's when the rain is going to arrive then.
The rain's going to arrive between 6 and 7 this evening. Actually, quite heavy through this evening. Before we're tending to peter out a little bit for a while, a little bit more later in the night. And then fairly grim day tomorrow, actually. Bits and pieces of rain from time to time, but quite a lot of low cloud, you know, a total change to what we've had over the last, well, 3 months, really. And that sort of, unfortunately, sets the scene for certainly the next week, where from time to time there's an odd frontal system pushing through. Even when those frontal systems aren't with us, we're going to have probably damp roads from time to time. There are going to be odd showers. So I think it's going to be a very, very tricky fortnight.
And one thing we've noticed is on Sunday in particular, it's going to get fairly windy.
Yeah, well, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, not maybe as windy as the forecast was a couple of days ago. There's an area of low pressure just north of Scotland that now isn't expected to deepen quite as much. So we're expecting for sort of sixes rather than, you know, a couple of days ago, there was a slim risk that we were going to see some gale eights. But that risk seems to have fallen there. But even for six, if you're in a tent, is still quite windy, especially if there's bits and pieces of rain at times. Also, actually, as we move into the early part of next week, still quite windy, still sort of southwesterlies, occasionally 4-6 or so, and quite big high tides. So anybody who's doing things on the promenade, Douglas Promenade, northern end of Peel Promenade, could well be some splash over as well, Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday as well.
All right then, so plenty going on for the next week, for the second half of TT, as far as we can say for sort of race week. Are you able to sort of see how things are looking for the second half of the fortnight?
It is rather too far ahead to say, really. It does look as if it's going to remain unsettled, sort of. So obviously there'll be some good weather in there as well, but it does look as if it's going to remain unsettled. And we're certainly in this mobile westerly sort of airflow now for a good while.
Yeah, so a big old change on the way then. And this is so sort of marked because, as you mentioned, for the last, well, several weeks, really more than that, we have had really, really settled conditions through the spring generally. It really has been fantastic.
Yeah, warmest spring on record. Now, sort of, there's still another week to go until the end of May, which is when spring technically finishes. But so far, it's the warmest spring on record. And if we do some maths, it is going to be the warmest spring on record, because I think we've got to have average temperatures of about 4 Celsius over the next week for it not to be. The mean spring temperature is actually 10.4 Celsius so far, and that's 1.5 degrees above the long-term average. The previous warmest spring was actually last year, and that was 10 degrees. But it's a really sunny spring as well. It's already the second sunniest spring on record, and we've got another week to go. We need about 40 hours more sunshine to make it the best spring on record. Best spring on record so far was COVID year, so 2020. We need 40 hours more. That includes yesterday and today. So I suspect probably, well, we don't measure the sunshine until about 10 o'clock this morning for yesterday. Then we probably need about 25 more hours of sunshine over the next week. So it's likely to be the sunniest spring. We've actually already had 75 more hours of sunshine this spring than we did last summer.
Right. Well, this is it, because last summer, you know, we had a decent spell in May, but then the rest of it was a bit of a write-off, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I say, you know, sort of so unusual that we've actually had so much more sunshine in spring than we did last summer, because last summer was absolutely awful. One to forget, I think.
Yeah, and just quickly, this change in the weather, is it because of the jet stream? It's the weather coming across the Atlantic, is it, that's causing this?
Yeah, what's happened is that we've actually had been in what we call blocked conditions. So the upper atmosphere has actually been stopping all of the weather moving in across the Atlantic. The jet stream had been coming across and then heading much further north over the British Isles. But unfortunately, that block has moved now. So yeah, it is all associated with the jet stream, because the jet stream does drive all of the weather.